From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish authorities say their artillery has killed at least 55 Islamist State insurgents. In Syria, the shelling, which targeted regions north of Aleppo, came in response to weeks of rocket attacks on a Turkish border town. Meantime, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused Western powers of failing to help his government fight IS militants on Turkish soil. Filipinos are going to the polls today to choose a successor to President Benigno Aquino. Voter surveys show the tough-talking mayor of Davao, Rodrigo Duterte, as the surprise favorite. He's often compared to the presumptive U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump because of their similar campaign styles. Gerard Finnan of the East-West Center in Hawaii spoke with VOA about Duterte's candidacy.
I think for people who compare Mr. Duterte to Mr. Trump, a major difference between the electoral system in the U.S. and the electoral system in the Philippines is that the Philippines does not have a strong two-party political system. And one of the reasons Duterte may win with less than 50% of the vote is because there are four major candidates.
Duterte is known for his profanity-filled speeches against government and his threats to murder criminals. Voters are also choosing candidates for 18,000 federal and local offices. An opposition presidential candidate in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Moise Katumbi, has been summoned to appear before a prosecutor today to answer allegations he hired foreign mercenaries while he was a governor of Katanga. This is VOA News. Authorities in Afghanistan have hanged six men on death row who were convicted of what was described as grave crimes against civilians and public security. The executions of the terrorists took place on the orders of President Ashraf Ghani. His office confirmed to VOA. The move came after last month's complex suicide bombings in the Afghan capital that killed nearly 70. The Taliban claim responsibility for the deadly assault. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry begins a four-day diplomatic mission to Europe today, where he will be meeting with officials in several countries. He'll also be taking part in an anti-corruption summit. British Prime Minister David Cameron is hosting that summit, aimed at tackling global corruption, and comes just a few weeks after he was exposed in the leak of the so-called Panama Papers as having a stake in an offshore fund set up by his father. Cameron denied any wrongdoing. The public will have access to the Panama Papers beginning today. They mention various world leaders and dignitaries. There finally is some encouraging news about the huge wildfire that has destroyed a large area of Alberta and Western Canada. Premier Rachel Notley says the fires are a lot smaller than what authorities believe they were. And Alberta Wildfire Authority manager Chad Morrison said the weather is also providing some relief.
We expect still strong west winds from 30 gusting to 60 kilometers an hour, and we may see a chance of showers later today or overnight. We expect the cooler temperatures in the coming few days to really help firefighters continue to get a handle on the fire inside the city and outside in the forested areas.
The fire has wiped out nearly the entire city of Fort McMurray, forcing 90,000 people roughly to evacuate the area. The region is the center for Canada's lucrative oil industry. Greek lawmakers have approved a controversial package of pension and tax reforms demanded by the country's European creditors in exchange for nearly $100 billion in bailout cash. Ahead of today's approval, several thousand protesters took to the streets in Athens in the latest labor-backed push to scuttle the legislation. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras defended the latest reforms as sustainable and fair. They aim to reduce the highest pension payout while increasing contributions for those in medium and high-income brackets. Legislation also seeks to ensure a 3.5% budget surplus by the year 2018. Last year, Tsipras accepted lender terms for a third European bailout package worth $98 billion. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.